This is Carolina Now, a public affairs program of Clear Channel Radio Charleston.
Hard to believe September is upon us, and it's National Save Our Sight Month. Who knew? I know who knew. Dr. Carrie Solomon, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. I can't believe it's September, though, upon us. Save Our Sight Month, I think a lot of people who, whether they wear glasses, they think, well, I can still see, or maybe don't even wear glasses at all, think, well, what does that have to do with me? Unfortunately, we're in a society now, if it doesn't directly affect somebody, they don't think it's important. But there are a lot of people listening that it absolutely does directly affect things like cataracts. And Yeah. How is that? How many people do you see in your
Well,
office?
You know, cataracts, there's a lot of misinformation about cataracts. If we live long enough, we all get cataracts.
Now, that affects everyone.
And the fact that people have cataracts in and of itself is doesn't necessarily mean they need to be treated. The time to treat a cataract is when someone feels that their lifestyle, their ability, or their comfort to do their daily activities is being affected by their vision.
How can I ask you, how young can one be to get a cataract?
You know, most people, it's interesting. We put a group of people 65 years and to 75 years in a room on a national basis through our national society, and most people found that cataracts were something that affected their parents. It wouldn't; they were still too young.
Right.
Cataracts are typically ready to be removed anywhere from in the 60s, 70s, and beyond, but often commonly younger, 40s and 50s. And in instances, we remove them in people in their teens, or some babies are born with cataracts.
That's incredible.
The interesting thing is we just completed a survey through part of my role with our national society with the AARP. And we sent out a survey to 1,000 or more people, and it was interesting. One of the things that surprised me, and this is what I do for a living, is that people that have had cataract surgery, on average, we found that when the surgery was done and they were thrilled with how well they were seeing, and we asked a question we've never asked before, now that you know what you see now, how much sooner should you have had this done? In general, it's 2 to 5 years.
Yeah.
Why do people wait so long? Two reasons. One, fear.
Right.
Fear of what surgery is going to involve.
Probably the biggest one, yeah.
And surgery these days, I'm not going to say it's easy, but it's very successful, and it's nothing like your grandmother's surgery. Today's surgery is done typically with numbing drops on an outpatient basis. You don't change clothes. In many instances, we don't even use IVs, no patches, no stitches.
Soon you'll never won't even have to get out the car. I'm just kidding, Doc.
And people return to their activities the same day.
Yeah.
So fear was one of the reasons, and that's an educational thing, because once people come in and they get over that and they understand and they're educated, we get them over the fear. The other thing that was also not fully aware is a lot of people are not aware of the vision they've lost because cataracts develop so gradually.
Hmm.
And some people are in denial because when they come into my office. Yeah. They come into my office and I'll say, often I'll have a husband and wife in the room, and I'll say to the husband as an example, how's your vision? And he nods, I'm doing fine. And the wife is in the background nodding
shaking
her head the
head,
other way,
no.
saying, no, you're not.
No.
So how's your driving? He goes, I see great. And she, no, you're not. But once we educate them and once we make them aware of what they're what they are not seeing,
yeah,
and we get them over the fear or the anxiety, you know, it's a very successful surgery. So in terms of what you were asking, save your sight. Cataracts are a common condition. Many people are putting surgery off for reasons that may not be valid anymore because of myths, or they're just not aware of what they've been missing.
Well, and the educational component is why you're here today for September's, you know, Save Your Sight Month, because Dr. Carrie Solomon in the studio is with us from Carolina Eye Care. A lot of people, like you said, they just maybe internet search something and then they get freaked out and then they move on and say, oh, well, it's not that big of a deal. What are the signs, I guess, people should be looking at?
Well,
whether it's them or their parents.
Even more so, what I commonly hear, which amazes me, you know, in 2013, soon to be 2014, what amazes me is I'll hear people saying, well, you know, I've stopped driving at night because of my vision. And I said, why? Well, I don't need to drive at night. And I guess my vision isn't what it was, but that's just part of getting old. And they sort of accept that rather than do something about it. Early signs of cataracts would be gradual decreased vision. It could be gradual enough that they may not be aware they're not seeing the signs as far away as they used to, but very common signs, glare. Oncoming headlights, streetlights, daytime glare as well. or decreased reading. I'm not seeing the fine print as well as I used to. And typically what will bring them to an eye doctor would be to see if new glasses will help. And if new glasses don't, commonly people say, well, I guess that's just part of getting old, when in fact, this can often be treated.
What are the dangers of waiting? I mean, there are people shaking their heads, go, oh my gosh, this is me, you know, listening right now.
You know, there really, I won't say there's no danger to waiting, because there really isn't. Cataracts tend to develop and progress very, very slowly. Mm-hmm. But the flip side is they're missing out. They're needlessly putting themselves in a manner that's affecting their quality of life. And in today's world, in this me society, quality of life is a big deal. I had one patient maybe about a month ago who, after her surgery, said, how stupid was I? I used to go and visit my mother, who lived 2 hours away, and I would time it so I would leave in time so I wasn't on the road when it got dark. And I could have spent a lot more time with her. I was reconvening all my schedules and reorganizing everything for no reason at all.
Wow.
And people put it off for the wrong reasons or just accept it.
And there, you're involved a lot in the community, and that includes Operation Sight. What is that?
You know, Operation Sight is a not-for-profit organization that I started with my colleagues, Drs. John Boatwright and Paul Herring. It was really to try to make a difference locally. We know many of us and our colleagues go around and do volunteer work all around the world. And it dawned on us, why don't we really try to make a change right here in South Carolina? So yeah. We founded this organization. My wife, Cindy Solomon, has really been the energy behind it all. Lauren Ziff is our chairman of the board. We now have maybe 10 to 14 eye surgeons participating. They're donating all of their time. Our nurses and anesthesia are donating all of their time. And we are making a difference. We've treated over 70 patients in South Carolina. We're fulfilling the need for the Lions Eye Club, for the Commission for the Blind, for the Association for the Blind. And our mission is really twofold. It's to help people whose vision has been affected by cataracts, who have no means and no insurance to pay for it. And the hope really is, once we can restore vision, that these people may become productive members of the community, and we're seeing that. So now are we not only making a difference in people's lives, but we're hoping to make a difference in the community.
Well, and there may be people listening, not only that could be helped, but also who want to help with Operation Sight. Can they get more information at drcarrysolomon.com?
They certainly can. And, you know, this is a grassroots effort. We appreciate anyone and everyone's support. I have patients that come through the office saying, is there anything we can do? Thank you. And I typically ask them to make a donation to our foundation. We've even got some outside industries now supporting us, and it's growing.
So it's drcarry, K-E-R-R-Y, Solomon.com.
Yes, ma'am.
And for more information about Operation Sight. So a lot of people might not realize September is Save Your Sight Month. And interesting that you said the 60-something-year-olds say, oh, this is my parents' problem, because they're in their 70s and eight, or in their 80s and beyond. But those are baby boomers you're talking about. And
yep.
There are a whole heck of a lot of them out there listening right now to Carolina Now.
Well, and the really fun part for me is that the baby boomers, not only are they feeling that it's all about me to some extent, but baby boomers don't want to be slowed down. You know, we're living longer, we're leading more active lives. And what's fun for me is we have some awesome technologies where we can not only remove someone's cataract, but we can help them see better than they've ever seen before. And in many instances, help them to be less dependent on glasses or contact lenses. And to me, that's a big wow, because now we're improving so much quality of life as well.
It's funny you're talking about my mother, who is a retired public school teacher, and, you know, basically is in an opportunity in her life where she actually can go around and enjoy life instead of working like me all the time. You know, so it's interesting. She has the decorative glasses holder, and that's the one thing I can always remember about her. It's the one image that I have of her. She's got the decorative eyeglasses, and she still wears them.
Yeah.
She needs to come and see you. I mean, this is you're talking to someone like my mom right now, who needs to get rid of the glasses.
You know, you'd be surprised. I never imagined so many people were interested in being less dependent on glasses, but I had one patient. She was 84 years of age, and she said to me, Dr. Solomon, I'm 84 years old. I have better things to do than worry where I left my last pair of glasses.
Yeah. And it's interesting, because my grandmother did the same thing in her 80s. And she finally, you know, got her cataracts taken care of and, you know, just chucked her glasses. That's, yeah. Why wait that long? You know? Until you're in your 80s.
I would never suggest people have surgery when it's not medically necessary. But when cataracts are affecting one's quality of life, there's never been a better time to consider having them evaluated and treated if necessary.
Well, in the scary factor of it, how do you talk people off the ledge?
You know, just by educating them. These days, it's an outpatient procedure. No needles, no stitches, no patches. They don't change their clothes. And most people are back to their activities the same day. Most people, if they want to be, are typically driving without glasses and playing sports without glasses the very next day.
Wow. Very next day.
Yeah.
That's incredible. In the studios with us from Carolina Eye Care is Dr. Carrie Solomon. At a.com, you can get more information about your community involvement. That would, of course, include Operation Sight. What am I not asking? Because I have no clue about cataracts.
You know, I think in general, if people haven't had a good eye exam, it's a good idea to periodically get one. To not only screen for cataracts, but we screen for glaucoma, for diabetes. And in the Charleston Lowcountry area, people are very fortunate. We have really capable providers, wonderful healthcare providers. It's probably because it's a desirable area to live. But the good news is there's really good eye doctors around.
Well, and Doc, I got to say, when somebody does have glasses, how often should they be going back and getting that checkup? Because, I mean, I think about myself, and I don't know when the last time is I went and had my eyes looked at.
Again, especially as we age, things like diabetes, glaucoma, the health of the retina, there's reasons to get your eyes examined besides just checking for the glasses. But in the case of cataracts, the changes could be so gradual, people may think I'm seeing okay. And we see this all the time, and they come in and they're not legal to be driving a car, and all they need is a new prescription. Or if glasses don't fix it, we remove the cataract.
Well, and that's another thing people are afraid of, what you just said. Oh, no, I'm not legal to drive a car. You know, that gets,
yeah.
There goes the independence again.
For sure. But the good news is most of the time these things are treatable.
Yeah. So September, spread the word, is Save Your Sight Month. In the studios with us, Dr. Carrie Solomon. It's drkerrysolomon.com for more information from Carolina Eye Care. Thanks for taking a few minutes.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.